Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. Today's artist has been called unique and unstoppable, a global superstar of African music, and as real as they come. Angélique Kidjo is a multi-award-winning singer-songwriter and a powerful advocate for social justice and education, especially for women and girls. She was born in 1960 in Benin, West Africa. Her large family was involved in music, theater, and sports. Angélique's musical influences have always been broad, from traditional African music to blues, rock, soul, and eventually classical music. When she heard the music of Jimi Hendrix, her brother explained that Hendrix was an African-American and descended from enslaved people. That was Kidjo's first exposure to the reality of African history and the concept of race and racism as something that could limit a person's progress in the world. She was interested in human rights and was determined to follow her own path. From then on, Kidjo formed her first band, Le Sphinx, while still in school. That band had a national radio hit with a song by Miriam Makeba called Le Choisi. Kidjo went on to record a solo album called Pretty, which was a big success in West Africa. The communist regime and political conflicts in Benin impacted her ability to be the independent artist she wanted to be. In 1981, Angélique Kidjo moved to Paris, where she studied, worked odd jobs, and performed in various groups. Eventually, Angélique Kidjo went solo and became one of the most popular live performers in Paris. Her strength is her ability to mix many styles of music and to sing in many different languages. 11 at last count. As a performer, she crosses many borders. She even worked with classical composer Philip Glass. In 2014, she recorded a song cycle with the Luxembourg Philharmonic titled Ife, which Philip Glass wrote for her. The songs celebrate the music and stories of the Yoruba people of Benin, where Angélique was born. When preparing to perform the work for the WOMAD Festival in Australia, Kidjo said, "Music is a vehicle that we all use. It's in our DNA, our heritage. And there's no difference between classical music and any other music. It's just music." Angélique Kidjo is also an activist. She became a goodwill ambassador for the UN in 2001. She's also created her own charitable foundation dedicated to support the education of young girls in Africa. Recently, Angélique Kidjo, along with composer Arvo Pärt and the founder of Island Records, Chris Blackwell, was awarded the 2023 Polar Music Prize, which is known as Sweden's Nobel Prize of Music. Empowerment is a word that sums up Angélique Kidjo. And it's pretty clear that she empowers and inspires everyone around her to do their best in music and in life. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with thanks to technical director Josh Savageau and assistance from Julie Amacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Vernon Neal.
Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I